You with me? All right, now. Here's what we're going to do. You're going to walk up Devonshire Street. Just keep going. Listen to a tale of James Michael Curley, the wildest politician in a city of wild politics. Curley was a man of a different era, the kind of guy you'd never see in politics today. That might be a good thing, but it's definitely less entertaining. He was corrupt, but kind. Grew up poor, but was fiercely intelligent. He was mayor of Boston 5 times, and was once elected from a jail cell. James Michael Curley had the heart of a poet. He was the most gifted speaker of his time, but sometimes he let his fists do the talking. Back in 1926, a newspaper editor named Frederick Enright wrote a scathing editorial about Curley. A couple of days later, up ahead on the left, by the sign for the National Park Visitor Center, Enright and Curley just happened to cross paths. Now stop here. Check it out. Here, at about this spot, two of the highest profile men in Boston squared off. And the editor went sprawling to the gutter. That's right. On a crowded street, in the middle of the day, the mayor of Boston punched the editor in the face and knocked his ass out. Curley was a tough son of a bitch, man. A very tough guy. It just happened to occur near the site of the Old Boston Massacre. Later in the day, a chalk outline of a body mysteriously appeared, with the message, "Here marks the spot where Enright fell." The next day, the whole town was talking about the second Boston Massacre. Take a few steps forward now. You're going to walk to that cool old brick building way up in front of you. Yeah, go up there. The old State House.